Daf Kuf Yud, the top of the page from the Mishnah. Hamotzi Shtarchov Al Chavero Vahala Hotzi Shemachalo Asasada. So, person Ruvain provides a star that says that Shimon owes him whatever money, and then Shimon provides a star that says that he or shows that somehow that Ruvain sold him a field, which is kind of funny because if I owe you money, why are you selling me a field? Just pay me my money, right? Don't pay me my money for something. Just pay me my money straight up, right? For nothing, because not for nothing because you owe me money back. So Admon Omer Yachal Hushi Omer Igdva Yisi Chayav Lacha Hayala Chali Parash Lacha Kishemachatli Sasade Kishemachatli Sasade. So Admon says, so the you know I if I owed you money, why would you sell me the field? You would just say, hey, right? I'll give you nothing. Give me my money that you owe me. Chacham Romim Zehaya Bikeach. No, Chacham said no. Maybe he's a smart guy. Shemarchalo Asakarka Pnei Shu Yachal Amashkano. Maybe he sold in the field, because that can provide, you know, a mashkon, a deposit now. You know, now he's going to want to get paid back. So the guy can't say, I don't have any money, etc. You have a field now, so that could be a way to pay him back. So that's why he went ahead and he asked him, and he was willing to sell him the field, even though the guy was in money. So, I mean, the point is that the fact that I sold him something afterwards is not a proof that he doesn't owe me anything. And Amma says, no, the guy can say, the fact that you sold me something shows that I owed you nothing. Okay, so says Gemara, my time under Rabbanan, shaper ka'amar Admon. So what's the pshat in the Rabbanan? What are the Rabbanan saying? The Admon has a very good argument, right? So what are the Rabbanan saying? What's the argument of the Rabbanan? So what's the case? So ba'asra de yave zuze v'hada kaser shtare. So if you're in a city where people tend to pay money and then write a document, I don't know why you would do that. But let's say you pay and then you write the document afterwards. So then, kule amlo pligi dimatzi amalei hayla chalifroa eshacha. So everyone agrees that in the case where usually they pay money and then they write the shtar afterwards saying what it's for, so then yeah, then Amon's argument is a very good argument, and everyone agrees with that. Because you could just say, well, when I pay the money, you could have said, okay, actually, no field, right? I'll just take the money now, thanks, and that would be the end, right? So that everyone agrees. But kipligi be'asher the kisve shtara, they argue in a case where in a place where they write shtaros, v'hadi yavezuzei, right? You first write the contract, then after the contract is written up, then you pay money, right? So kipligi be'asra, sorry, admon savar ibayle mimsar moda. Right, so but Admon says, what should you have done? Again, it's kind of a strange thing to do. If someone owes you money, why are you now going ahead and selling them land? You should tell someone, tell the Edim that you're, or make a statement that, by the way, I'm selling him the field, but the truth is, he really stole me money, etc. Rabbanan Savre, you never do that. Why? Chavra Chavra Islai. Right, so the Rabbanan are worried that what's going to happen if I tell the Edim, what's going to happen? Eventually they'll tell the guy. Right, and if I'm trying to make this move, which is I want him to have property for when he pays me back, or so I can make sure he pays me back, and I'm getting him, the only reason I'm getting him to give me the money now is for the land, because he's willing to buy it from me. Fine. Otherwise, he's not willing to pay. So I'm getting him to buy the land, and then have the land. I'll be able to use that as a way to eventually, you know, pry the money away from him. But if I spill the beans and I tell everybody what I'm doing, so no one's going to listen. So that's the Rabbanan say. That's why we can still trust him, that he didn't say because he couldn't say. And that's why the fact that he sold the field to him doesn't prove, isn't a good, you know, a good raya for the lender that he doesn't, for the borrower, they never borrowed the money. Fine. Okay. But if you notice also, again, we don't have, Shmuel Mil says, near a divrei Admon, he doesn't say that. Fine. Okay. Next case. Shnayim shotziyo shtarchov ze al ze. Okay, so now you have two people. So Ruvain says, has a star that says Shimon owes me $1,000, and Shimon has a star that says that Ruvain owes me $1,000. Right? So they each have a star against each other. It doesn't necessarily have to be the same amount of money, but they each have a star that says the other person owes them money. They're not dated the same day. Right? One of them is clearly before the other. Right? Rashi says, Ruvain al Shimon, v'Shimon al Ruvain. Star Shahoti Ruven Muktam Vishal Shimon Mu'uchar. Right? So Ruven's star is earlier. He took an earlier loan from Shimon, and now Shimon took a loan from him afterwards. Okay. So Amon Omer, Ilu Ayisi Chayav Lecha, Ketzer Atalova Mimeni. Right? Amon says, Shimon can say, right? How could it be that I owe you money? You allowed me to borrow to take a loan from you. Why would you let me take a loan from you? I should have, right? You should have just had me pay up, right? So, yeah, look at Rashi. Ilu chayav hayisi lecha, kedivri starcha. If I really owed you money, like the star says, ketzer ata lova mimeni, right? How could you be borrowing from me, acharechein, right? You shouldn't be borrowing money from me. Just collect money. Collect the money that I owe you, right? So if I owed you $1,000, and then you come to me and say, hey, can I borrow $1,000? Doesn't make any sense. Once you can borrow $1,000, you would just say, hey, can you pay me back my money, right? So it doesn't make sense that it makes sense that I have the star, right? But that doesn't mean that I owe you anything, because it wouldn't even make sense for that to happen in the first place. Okay. So what happens? So Amon says, basically, the guy doesn't have to pay because Shimon can say, the fact that I have a star on you means that I never owed you money. Chacham romim, zego v'shtar chovo, v'zego v'shtar chovo. Chacham say, no, not true. Could be, Rashi, afilu hachov shove, even if they owe the same amount of money. Ein omim ya'akev zeh mil v'shal chavero v'shvil mil v'shahevu. It seems kind of funny to do, but basically each person has to pay up the same amount of money, and they're just going to transfer the same amount back to each other. It doesn't matter that they each have a loan against each other. Okay, so we're going to explain how this works. So Itmar, Shnaim Shotziyu Shtarchov Zeh Al Zeh. Same case. Each person has a Shtarchov against the other person. Rav Nachman Amar Zeh Gova V'Zeh Gova. So Nachman says each one collects. This sounds like the Chachamim, right? Rav Sheshi says Amar Hafuchi Mitrash Salamali. Rav Sheshi says, what am I swapping bags for? Meaning you'll carry my bag, I'll carry your bag. It's silly. It doesn't make any sense, right? We're just it's senseless. Hey, can you send me $1,000 on Zelle and I'll send you $1,000 on Zelle? Why would you do that? Your bank account looks exactly the same. It makes no difference, right? So Ella ze omed bishalo, bze omed bishalo. So Nachman says that's ridiculous. Rav Sheshi says it's ridiculous. Everyone just stay where you are, tear up the star, and everyone's fair and square. So the kule ama idis v'idis beinunis ubeinunis zebris uzebris v'zvadei hafuche matrasehu. So whenever we're talking about paying money for a field or talking about value of a field, there's always three levels of value. There's Edis, which is like, you know, like the Spitz, like the nicest level. Beninus, which is the middle level. And then Zebris, which is like, you know, the lowest level. So, you could have a larger field, which is Zebris, right? Which has the same value as a smaller field of Edis, right? Or a little bit smaller, Beninus, right? I mean, the size of the field will make up sometimes the value. But the point being, I can get paid in different quality items. Or different quality fields. So if everyone has this, let's say they both have fields that are high quality, they both have middle, or both have low, so then everyone agrees that's going to be hafucha mitrasehu. This is just, you're doing nothing. You're just swapping the same for the same. So then there's really no value in each paying each other. Ki pligi de isle l'chad beninis or l'chad zebras. So what's the machlokas? Machlokas is,
what happens if one of them has a mid-level field,
excuse me, and one of them has a low-level field. Okay. Rav Nachman Savar, Zegova v'Zegova. So Rav Nachman says, each one still collects. Why? Because Savar, B'Shalo Hein Shamin. Because he holds that when you determine, right, because also, by the way, you're probably thinking, we talk about it, Edis, Beninus, and Zebris is somewhat subjective. Right? Middle for who? Right? High level for who? Right? Depends on who you are. Right, if you're a gazillionaire, you know your zebras is probably Edis for me, right? So it depends on who you are, right? So if Nachman said they're going to end up, you know, each paying, because he holds what and why is that? Because he holds bishalohen shamin, right? So you measure the question of Edis, Beninus, Zebras based on the individual, right? It's it's subjective. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Bishalohin shamin." You see that? It's like the second. It's like right. Actually, right across from where we are. "Bishalohin shamin." Masha amru chachamim bachov bebeninis bekarkos. Right. Meaning, typically, when the chachamim say a bachov pays and typically pays bebeninis with mid level stuff, bekarkos halove shamin. Right? Who do we determine it by? We say beninis for the borrower, right? So I mean, he takes the middle range of his own, whatever he owns, his own mid-range, and pays that back. Shim yesh lalovis sada shehi beninis l'chol adam, if he has a field that is, you know, mid-range for most people, that it's low, he eats, but for him, that's fancy, right? That's the nicest. Sheshar sados of guruos heimena, ein bach of gova heimena. So then, meaning, I pay back based on what is beninis for me. So if I have beninis and zebras, right, so I don't have to pay back my best field, even if for you that's mid range. Even for most people, it's mid range, right? So Nachman says we still say everyone pay, but why? Because it's going to come out a little different, right? When I made the deal with you, when I lent you the money, and you're going to pay me back, and vice versa. I know who I'm making a deal with, right? So what I get paid will be a little different, right? In each case, right? So if you hold b'shalach and shamin, so then I understand what's going to happen. Look around. So now go back into Gemara. So again, we said Rav Nachman Savar Zev Gova Zego, but each one pays, because Savar B'Shalohin Shamin, it's subjective, right? And Asi Bal Zibaris V'Gavi Le Labeninis, right? The Havi Gabe Edis, what's going to happen? Meaning, if I'm the lender, and I'm now coming to collect, what might end up happening? Maybe I have very low level fields, right? But I get paid back from you, right? From your Beninis, right? So maybe for me, right? So I go ahead, I get baitiness from you, which for me is going to be a lot, right? It's going to be or nicer than my usual, right? The gabe le baitiness to have a gabe edis, right? But then we're going to have the opposite direction. But asa who, and the other guy's going to go ahead and collect the shakal zebras, and he's going to collect a lower level from me, right? Because for me, that's my baitiness, right? So what's going to happen is the swap will not be exactly equal. The total value will be equal, right? But the type of field will not be the same. So tell me, like, we're just swapping bags. We're actually not just swapping bags. Right, and this is fair because when we lent each other, we knew what we were getting into. So that's from Nachman. That's why he says each one pays up. Rav Shesh is Amar Afuicha Mitrasa Lamali. And Rav Shesh is no. What, I'm just swapping bags. Why? Kasav Rav Shesh call Adam Hin Shaman. Right, meaning he holds that it's objective. Right. So if Kias Yahu Beinin this the Nafshe Kashaka. What's going to happen? I'm just going to end up taking what's Beinin this for me. Right? Everyone's just going to take whatever's middle. You know. Objectively bindiness, and therefore they're not going to. There's not going to be any difference between what people are paying, and that's what there's a machlok. Okay, fine. So at least it makes a little more sense to understand the machlok is here. Fine, but Ulur of Nachman, one who says that you do each collect. My chas is to asi bal zebras bereisha. And who says? When according to Nachman, who says that the one who again who has the lower level field. Right? Who says he's going to go first? Let us say bal benin inspiration. Let the guy who has benin this go first. Again, let the guy who himself has benin this go first. But ligbe zebras, and he's going to collect zebras from the other guy. And then what's going to happen? And now he'll use that to pay back. Right? I'll collect from you, and then when you collect from me, I'll give you that exact same thing back. Right? So who says? How do you know which one's going to go first? We each owe each other. So how do we know? How do you know what we're going to do? So answer one lo tricha, the karim tave. No, I tell the case. The case is that the guy with less, you know, with the lower level field, he decides to go first, right? He's the one who first comes to claim. What do you mean? So ki asla migbe bahadi hadadikasi. What do you mean? When it's time to claim, if you owe me and I owe you, and I show up and I say, hey, please pay me back, I'm not first. We're automatically the same. We're on equal ground. So what's the case? Lo tricha de isle lechad idis. Ubeninis, this is the chad zebras. In the case is that one has high level and middle level, and one of them has low level. Mar saber b'shalo hin shamin, umar saber b'shalo ko adam hin shamin. Fine, and it depends. And again, it's a machlokas about who am I paying for myself or paying subjective or objective, and the difference is big. Right, one only has high level and middle, one only has low level. So then, again, you're going to find yourself automatically making that distinction. Fine. So let's we'll stop here. I'll pick up from Tanan.